Exodus, chapter 10. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, and the heart of his slaves, that I may show these signs of mine in his midst. And that you may tell in the ears of your son, and of your son's son, what things I have wrought on Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am Yahweh. And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let my people go, look, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your border. And they will cover the face of the earth, so that one will not be able to see the earth, and they will eat the residue of that which has escaped, which remains to you from the hail, and will eat every tree which grows for you out of the field. And your houses will be filled, and the houses of all your slaves, and the houses of all the Egyptians, as neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were on the earth to this day. And he turned, and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's slaves said to him, How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve Yahweh their God, don't you know yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, Go, serve Yahweh your God, but who are those who will go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds we will go, for we must hold a feast to Yahweh. And he said to them, So be Yahweh with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so, now go, you who are prominent men, and serve Yahweh, for that is what you desire. And he had them driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up on the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail has left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and Yahweh brought an east wind on the land all that day, and all the night, and when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested in all the borders of Egypt, they were very grievous, before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them will be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they ate every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and no green thing remained, either tree or herb of the field, through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in a hurry, and he said, I have sinned against Yahweh your God, and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray you, my sin only this once, and entreat Yahweh your God, that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh, and entreated Yahweh. And Yahweh turned an exceedingly strong west wind, which took up the locusts, and drove them into the Red Sea, not one locust remained in all the border of Egypt. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the sons of Israel go. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They didn't see one another, neither rose anyone from his place for 3 days, but all the sons of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called to Moses, and said, You go, serve Yahweh, only let your flocks and your herds be left behind, let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, You must also give into our hand sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh our God. Our cattle also will go with us, there will not be a hoof left behind, for we must take of them to serve Yahweh our God, and we don't know with what we must serve Yahweh, until we come there. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said to him, You get away from me, take heed to yourself, see my face no more, for in the day you see my face you will die. And Moses said, You have spoken well. I will see your face again no more.